Hello and welcome to the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Polly Alexander. I'm a success coach, intuitive healer, and a passionate creative. And I believe that we all have the power to manifest magic and miracles into our life. If creating success in a spiritual, feminine, and joyful way is your goal, this show is for you. You'll understand how to overcome your past, bring your soul's greatest gifts to the world, and uplevel your income, impact, joy, and happiness. Let's all rise together. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Feminine Millionaire Show. And I'm really excited to have a special guest on today that's actually the founder of one of my favorite brands. So if you follow me regularly or you're a regular listener to the show, you will know that I am addicted to good kombucha. And today I'm very excited to welcome Susanna Ferreres, who's co-founder of Umiko Kombucha, based here in Ibiza. Welcome, Susanna.
Hello, Polly. Thank you for having me in your show.
I'm very excited to dive into conversation with you. So to give you a bit of background, Susanna's actually a psychologist and gerontologist. At university, she studied the connection between the body and mind, and that's been a theme throughout her life's work. She founded Umiko Kombucha in 2019, and is currently doing research on the gut-brain connection, psychobiotics, and linking her 30 years of psychological experience with the wisdom of kombucha. So let's dive in. I've got to start by asking you, when did you first have the idea for Umiko?
For brewing kombucha, we had a friend was doing, we call him an alchemist because he loves playing with water, with plants. And he started with the idea of kombucha. He was brewing and doing really delicious kombucha. And with him, actually, my husband and me, we wanted to start a kombucha company because we thought that is very special and very different. And we started, we learned from him, from this alchemist wisdom. And we got to a point where he didn't want to go further because he's still an alchemist in his home. And my husband and me, we decided to do it ourselves. And we developed more the kombucha. Not the same product now as it was when we started.
So it sounds like it started because of your own curiosity and kind of fascination.
And the taste of it, the effect on my body, it was like something very different. Like when you drink it, it was like, wow, what is this doing with me?
So let's dive into that for people listening. So what was this effect? What is the kombucha effect for you?
For me, the immediately effect is that of vibrant energy. And when you see normally the recipe that the sugars, that the rest sugar inside and the yin and all these compounds, but it actually come from this synergy of all these compounds. Actually, it has a name for that. It's kombucha high. And it's like when you drink it, you go like, whoa, I'm feeling good. And it's all of these ingredients together.
I love the way you explain that. I'm going to share my experience. Because as I'm like your greatest fan of Umiko Kombucha, which is currently only available in Ibiza, but we're hoping that will change in the future. We'll come to that later. But this kombucha is not like other kombuchas. The flavors are so exquisite. And I call it my magical elixir. And I love to have a glass at the end of the day. It's in a beautiful black glass bottle. Beautifully designed, the label is beautifully presented. It feels like a really amazing ritual. And I just feel like it keeps my body in a healthy balance. You mentioned the kombucha high. Like, I feel like I get that when I have a drink of it.
Yeah, that's right. You feel like you could say, I feel like a little bit drunk, but it's not drunk because 1 minute later it's gone. You only have the energy, but you feel it. You feel what it's doing with your body, that it is interacting with your cells. No, it's like the biological explanation of that is like the sugar is divided. It's already digested from the enzymes inside the kombucha. So that's why it goes directly in the blood. You don't need to digest it anymore. So that's why it is a flash effect.
So interesting.
And you are going, wow, that's it. Normally, if you eat an apple or an orange or something, your body needs to split up the sugars in little sugars that your body can work with. And with the kombucha, all this SCOBY and the system have done that for you before. So It's already digested.
Amazing. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that. So let's rewind when you started.
Mm-hmm.
So you got inspired by this alchemist and then you started developing the product. Did you think it was going to become a business? Were you more like just experimenting?
We wanted to do a business with that because it was like, maybe you can say like a calling. Like we said that we are going to do kombucha. That's just what we are going to do. And we developed from the point the alchemist taught us. I love teas and good teas, and I'm drinking good teas for my whole life. So I thought I want to have the best teas I can find to make them kombucha. That's normally when you drink a kombucha, you have normally plain teas or not teas, which are very exquisite. And that was our target, to make that a kombucha. And it's not so easy because many very good teas, you cannot transform them in kombucha. They don't accept acidity and sugar. So it was a long journey to find the kind of teas who are strong enough and tasty enough to be able to become our Umiko.
Mm. And I think you can really tell. One of the things I love about your product is that you just really go for the very best in everything you do. That you just have a very purist, a very high level approach. Let's talk a bit about the testing you had done on the probiotic levels on Umiko.
You mean the laboratory?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have test all the antioxidants. They are inside because every kombucha is different. You cannot say because it's kombucha, then it has so many antioxidants. It depends on the fermentation process and on the original teas you work with.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to have that test, and it came out that we have as many antioxidants as a very good wine, white wine, but you don't have the alcohol. So plus you have the probiotics and the postbiotics, which are also very important for the health system.
Yeah. So this product's actually been proven to have very high levels of probiotic and antioxidants as well.
Yeah, great.
So it's actually a health product, not just a really tasty non-alcoholic drink.
Yeah, we wanted to have both, that we are the opinion when you drink something what is healthy, we want to have this moment also as a pleasure, because if it is a pleasure, then your body is going to open up to this product. If you eat an orange, it is tasty. Then all the vitamins, all the things, then it's more than the healthy benefits scientifically proved. It's the whole experience and it's the whole approach to that. So that's why it's very important for us that the taste, it is an experience. You can dive in and you go, oh, this tastes a little bit like ananas and like a wine tasting. Then you can taste all these little differences and it becomes an whole body and mind experience.
Oh, that's so beautifully described, because when I taste Umiko, I find that firstly, it varies from bottle to bottle because it's not like an artificial recipe. It's an organic process. And you've told me before that it varies with the moon cycle when you make it, with the tea, with the energies. But there's so many different flavors. It is like tasting a wine. It's so complex. Sometimes I find it quite smoky. Sometimes it's a bit citrusy. It's an amazing experience.
Yes, that's also because we don't control the fermentation process. So it's just natural. Normally, when you do it, industrially, you have control temperature, so it's always 26 degrees or 25 degrees. So the whole process is controlled. And we notice that it's different when you let it grow in the natural way, in the natural process. We're always searching the taste. And for that, it's better to let it be the natural way.
I love this. So it's like truly organic because you're letting it do its own thing.
Yeah, so that's why we bottle after 14 days or 13 days. It's more work on us to taste when it is ready.
Mm. And do you taste when it's ready? Is it literally you're like, okay, this one's ready for bottling?
Yeah, we need to taste it, yes. It's not a machine that tells you, okay, now it's ready. We need to taste it, yeah.
Oh, super interesting. I think I'm feeling a calling to come and help with that part. Volunteer taster. Yeah. You made this decision. You felt this inner calling to be like, we're supposed to do this. This is our path. This is going to be a business. What challenges have you had to come along the way? Because you're taking an artisan, unpredictable product that you're creating in small quantities and then seeking to make a business out of it and make it commercially viable. I'm curious what personal and professional challenges you faced.
There are many challenges. If we start with the product itself, it is the awareness of kombucha is still very low in the society. It's under 2%. So people normally doesn't know kombucha. And if they know kombucha, they know a kombucha which is more vinegary, which is another kind of taste, because normally people used to do it for the health benefits more than for the taste. And getting people to try our kombucha, that was a challenge to please try, because this one is different. Mm-hmm. And it's good now because even more people don't want to drink alcohol. So we are now in a good moment to be more open to other products like kombucha. And the production is a challenge to produce a lot of liters, mm-hmm. and they all taste almost the same with difference, but always in the same line. And the logistic, of course, the logistic of all this is a challenge we need to learn. I made a master in food technology already 3 years ago at the beginning, mm-hmm. because I really wanted to know the chemical process of the kombucha. How does it work? Where are the dangerous things? How can we avoid contamination? All these things, which are very important for the process. Mm-hmm. And there are always challenges coming up and always challenges we need to face. Yeah.
Yeah. So getting people to try kombucha, I can't believe that it's only 2%, like globally, the awareness more or less. So
maybe this year is more. It's already 3%.
Yeah.
But now normally you drink lemonade or Coke or these drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kombucha, it already sounds a little bit hippie or too alternative.
Yeah, I think one of the things you've done so beautifully is create this product that's really like aspirational, really elegant, really beautiful visually and aesthetically.
Like a way of life. Like you can drink good wine, but you also can drink good kombucha.
So tell me about the mindset you had to have, because obviously you could just put this product in plain bottles and make a lot more profit or charge lower prices. This product comes in beautiful bottles with beautiful stoppers and beautiful labels. Like there's just a real attention to detail and elevated quality to the visual presentation. So what was your mindset around this?
The visual presentation is according to the quality of the product. It would be not good if we would have done in another kind of presentation, because the product is really like a diamond.
Yeah.
So you need to honor that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
We're looking for for these bottles and for this foundation. But always, as I said before, it's also for the whole experience, for the whole experience to be as luxurious. And for the moment, you drink a kombucha, but you really drink. Mm-hmm. It's honoring, as you say, the product. The people who have cultivated these teas are harvested with the hand, like the little leaves in springtime. These little leaves, because they have more amino acid, and that's good for the umami mm-hmm. of the product at the end. And the Japanese are very special with that. So these are harvested only in springtime, only with the hands, so that you can look what you are harvesting. And all this chain of production at the end, the way we ferment in all these small ceramic pots, yeah, this is it deserves a good bottle.
100%. It just has this really ritualistic feel to it. It's a ritual from the beginning to the end.
Yes, it is. But it's the way to become this good taste. It's the searching of the good taste at the end. The health benefits, of course, but we are looking for that taste.
What's it like working with your husband and being business partners as well as life partners and parents?
That is a very successful experience because we are complementary. We have different characters and with different personalities. Mm-hmm. And I am more with the ideas, with the soul of the product. And he is the body of the product. He's doing it. He's the practical one. He's doing the quantities. I say, well, this one, it would be very good rose and something else. And he's doing the measure. Okay. Huh. 15 rows here and so long, and all these more analytical and practical ways of doing it. And that's both is important.
It's like you're the visionary and then he makes it happen. He brings it into reality.
Yeah.
It's like you're the visionary and he's the creator.
It's very yin yang. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you ever disagree?
Not really in the making of the product, no. In the making of the product, it's very organical, so it works. We disagree more logistic things.
And I'm curious, what do you most enjoy about running your own business and about running the kombucha business?
The way it grows when we see that what we thought is good for us is also good for the others in tasting mm-hmm. Aspects. And I am very happy that the people really love it. All these amazing benefits we bring in the world. You know? Mm. And we are really proud of it. Yeah.
So it's like a sense of fulfillment you get. There's meaning to it, I hear. It's meaningful for you. And you're contributing to the world.
Yeah, we know we are helping people drinking less alcohol. We are helping people having more healthy microbiome and having good experiences in when you go out eating or at home or just this mindful drinking kombucha.
Mm. You recently secured investment in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for expansion for Umiko. I'm curious what you're excited about.
We are extraordinarily happy about that and very happy with these partners. And they are very intelligent people, so they are contributing not only with the investment, but also with really good ideas and plans for the future. So it's amazing. And we are very happy because we can bring our Umiko to the world. We have the tools and the means to do that. So we can reach other people. Well, our product is different to other kombuchas. It's going to be an enrichment of the experience of more people. And I'm very happy for that.
So how long have the rest of the world listening to this now? How long those people in the US and Australia and the rest of Europe, anyone that's not on our little island here, how long have they got to wait to try the magical elixir?
We are setting up this year already. To mm-hmm. be able to send. And our idea is to open other kombucha breweries in, at least in US, already this year in autumn.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Gosh, things are moving.
Yeah.
And you're about to open your first store here in Ibiza.
Yeah, we are very happy about that, and we are expecting a lot of people coming in and trying our kombucha, and yeah, we need to celebrate.
We absolutely do. I can't wait to come in. As soon as the doors are open, I'm going to be in there. What's your mindset for moving forward? I know you have a background in psychology.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying not the things getting too busy in my head. So that's why I really start seriously and with humor, but I start to meditate. I do that.
I love that. Meditation's part of the next phase of expansion for your business.
Yes, I realize that it's very important to do that, to take my nervous system under control and not trying to do everything and to control everything. So that's very important for me, yeah. And the other thing is, of course, expansion planning and logistic. This is our biggest challenge. How do we bring all these bottles to the people here?
So it's how do you move the products around? How do you get this live product that has to be kept refrigerated? How do you get it to the restaurants, the stores, the shops, the distributors?
Yeah.
How do you manage your energy? So you started your business in this business in your mid-40s.
Yeah, end 40s.
End of 40s. You started your business at the end of 40s. How do you manage your energy now in midlife with hormonal changes? You've got three teenagers, three boys.
Yeah.
You have a busy life. How do you manage your energy expanding the business but also having time for your family and yourself?
It is a matter of organization. It is a matter of prioritizing the things in the day with your schedule. Okay, then I cannot leave things behind, like the attention for my children or my clients. Then I need to organize better. This is a positive thing for me because it brings me from my all visionary and mental work to the reality and planning and doing and organizing. So that's a good thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And meditating as well, so that my emotion and my nervous system don't go crazy.
Yeah.
That helps me really a lot. It's like only 10 minutes per day, but it's really good for everything, for business, for the microbiome as well, and for the children, for my husband, it's good for everything.
We've talked about the health benefits of kombucha. What other health hacks do you value in your life? What else supports you? What practices or supplements or ways of being?
I think the most important health biohack is the mental state. It's how do you deal with your own energy and with your own thoughts? That is the most important thing. And for the other, I take magnesium, I take vitamin D, I walk with my dogs, and that is for me a healthy moment. I do it mindfully, and being with my children also. These laughing moments with them and playing moments with them, it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I equilibrate my outcome with everything.
Yeah. So you're a visionary. What's your vision for Umiko?
Is that everybody in the world, that's maybe too much, but that we are in many cities available.
And
people can have this option, this alternative to good wine, and can enjoy all the benefits from kombucha and from the taste. That's my vision.
Yeah. Amazing. I hope so too. I'm on board with that vision. I want to be able to drink Umiko wherever I go. I miss it when I leave the island, when I'm in other places.
Yeah, that is the Umiko is alive, and the bacteria and all this ecosystem inside, when it colonized the colon, then all these bacteria, they want more. They go, oh, give more. So then you start to think about kombucha and to think about Umeko.
You mentioned the wisdom of kombucha. If I was to ask you, what is the wisdom of kombucha? What comes to you?
That is alive. That is a being.
Ooh.
And that is totally different as taking probiotics. Or normally when you eat, everything you eat is more or less death. Only if you eat raw, but eating raw is not always so beneficial because of mold. And in kombucha, you have a safe product which is alive.
Ah.
And that's very good. It's a conscious in it. And that is a wisdom I do respect and I do see and I do respect. You can't do everything with a kombucha. If you do whatever, you will taste it at the end or it would take mold itself.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would take vinegary. It is a being with own necessities.
I love this.
Yeah.
I feel like you're working with a personality.
Yeah, and it's not always okay with it.
So it's got its own preferences and moods.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that beautiful pink bottle that you brought round today. Mm-hmm. Off the press. The music kombucha.
Yeah, it is a kombucha which is healthy, but also giving more energy through caffeine and taurine and rhodiola. So it is a symbiotic product that's prebiotics and postbiotics. So when you drink it, you have a full batch of benefits in one drink.
It's like the party kombucha.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to go dancing all night. I'm going to have to be careful when I drink this.
Yeah, and it looks good. I think that also the power of color, it is natural color, but it's like when you see it, you get already in a good mood.
Totally. I'll make sure that I include a picture of this gorgeous bottle of music kombucha when I share this podcast so you can all see it. It's beautifully designed and it just has a really happy, upbeat, like...
Yeah, and it is natural. You don't need to wrap a chemical thin
mm-hmm.
to get your energy. You can do it naturally.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So on board with all of that. And I think that just the way that people are moving towards less alcohol, avoiding chemicals, avoiding artificial things, much more awareness of environmental pollutants and things that are not aligned with our bodies and our energies. I just think that this is just going to continue to grow.
Yeah, and it is possible to do it naturally. You don't need to add chemicals. The industry does it. Because it's cheaper, but you don't need to do it.
Yeah.
And it's back to the wisdom of nature and to put the things together that works. That's the interesting point about it.
So at the heart of everything you do is this honouring and following the wisdom of nature.
Yeah. Listening to your own voice that tells you, okay, that could be good. It's not always good. Sometimes we need a little bit of development journey
mm-hmm.
to create just the right taste and the right energy. You can feel it. When it is ready, then it is ready.
You're like an artist. I think that you're the alchemist now.
Maybe.
It's like you come full circle.
Yeah, I am really with the product in the development. And really, if I could listen and taste and feel, it is ready to bring to the market. It is ready. And not before. Maybe mm-hmm. I put, cinnamon. And it tastes, it's something which is not okay. So then we do it, we develop it without cinnamon, maybe with cacao nibs or something different. And it comes to a point when it is ready. Like a baby.
So your intuition plays a big part in developing
a big part. I really visualize the ingredients. And I bring it to my mind, to my heart, and then I bring it to the practice. And then it comes to this trial and error phase, a trial and error stage. And then it comes to the end product, yeah.
I really feel as women, our intuition gets stronger and stronger as we age, as we grow older. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, in my early years, I worked totally different as a psychologist. You need other tools. And this is the first time working with this product. You can drink, you make part of your own body, that I really work with my intuition. And I really see it comes to the world, you can manifest. So that's very interesting. And it's for me amazing that all the people can taste it and can feel it as well. It's like sharing happiness. Wow, you can feel it as well. Yeah.
Amazing.
That's very, it's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I love this. It's almost like your intuition is working with a kombucha, but the kombucha is also communicating back to you. It feels like it's a relationship. It'll tell you what it wants. It will guide you. Yeah. It'll support you. And then you will use your intuition and guide the kombucha where you'd like it to go. Wow, thank you. This has been so fascinating. I've been in love with your product ever since I discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely adore it. And it's been fascinating to understand more about the creation process with you and your vision for the brand. Last question I wanted to ask you was, what's true abundance for you?
Being yourself and be able to express that in your life.
And do you feel like you're at that point now?
Yes, so I am quite excited.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for the interview and that you enjoy our product.
Always, it's a pleasure. Please keep producing it. I am personally invested in your success because I want to be able to continue to enjoy Umeko.
Thank you so much.
So thank you for being an amazing guest. We will share your Instagram and your website for anybody that would like to try this magical elixir, either on Ibiza or when you visit here or when the brand expands. I can't recommend it enough. Thank you so much, Susanna.
Thank you.
Bye for now. So today's episode was actually the start of a new series I'm going to be doing here on the Feminine Millionaire Show. So some of you might know that I actually celebrated my 50th birthday at the beginning of the year. And this turning point marked a new beginning. It marked a feeling of something new. It brought with it a whole host of emotions and thoughts and feelings. And I was called to bring to you a new series about women reinventing themselves after the age of 50. This is a topic I'm going to be diving into, and whatever your age, whatever life stage you're at, I think you're really going to gain a tremendous amount from listening to these powerful interviews with truly amazing women that are redefining what it means to be in midlife and beyond. I've been really loving diving deep into conversation with some incredible creative, spiritual, and entrepreneurial women about this life stage. And I would love you to stay with me over the coming months when I dive deep into what it means to live abundantly in midlife and beyond. So I can't wait to be with you again next week when I'm actually going to dive more into my own personal story. I look forward to seeing you then. Have a wildly abundant week.